Welcome to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show, a real estate investment program. Listen and learn how to use real estate to build wealth and passive income streams for you and your family. We bring you experts every day to discuss and answer your questions on everything from single-family homes all the way up to 600-plus unit apartment complexes. And now, the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show.
Welcome to the show. My name is Al Gordon, and as always, I'm working on your financial freedom. And I will tell you this, last week, I wasn't doing much of anything. No, I really wasn't doing much of anything. As a matter of fact, what I did is I decided to take a little part of my life down to Mexico. I went down to a place called Cozumel, Mexico. Now, if you've never been there, it's beautiful. It is on the northeastern tip of Mexico as it projects out into the Caribbean. It's a little island just off of that tip. So if you know where Cancun is, it's like just across the water. And what's magical about Cancun, Mexico is the Caribbean waters. And not just the Caribbean waters, but the beautiful, beautiful seascapes that surround this entire island. Yes, you're catching on, aren't you? Yeah, what I was doing, I was living the lifestyle. I took a week out of my life, and I went down to Cozumel to go do some scuba diving. Now, scuba diving is something that I decided I wanted to get involved with. And I started doing this back in 2008, when my son was about 14 years of age. He said, "Dad, I want to learn how to scuba dive." And I'm like, "Well, you know, I always kind of wanted to do that." So we went and we took some scuba diving classes and we got ourselves qualified as an open water diver. That's basically the entry level for scuba diving. And after we got all that done, the war effort, if you will, took control of my life. And I really never had a chance to go out and scuba dive, let alone spend time with my son scuba diving. Well, fast forward many, many years, and Al gets to a point of physical retirement from the Army, but not financial retirement from the Army. And as Al scrambles to get back into the workforce and finally finds a job that, you know, at least stops the bleeding, Al realizes that he's in cubicle hell. And I'm going to have to keep working until the age of 70 because that's just the way things were rolling out for me. And little things like scuba diving, even though I kind of had some time back in my life, I didn't have the ability to go out and scuba dive. I mean, I couldn't just say, "Hey, I'm going to go spend $5,000 down in Mexico. I'll see you in a week, honey." Yeah, that wasn't in my life. And here's the thing. In 2017, I did something radically different in my life. I did. I actually listened to the radio. And you're thinking, "Okay, man, really? Is that all you got, Al?" Okay. So what I'm getting at was I heard the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show on the radio, and I became a member. I mean, I went and listened to what was being told to me. And to be honest with you, I probably should use the word taught to me, because unlike any other introductory seminar I'd ever been to for any organization, Lifestyles Unlimited was more interested in teaching me information that I could use. As a matter of fact, what they did was they started teaching me the framework for what we call the roadmap at Lifestyles Unlimited, which, you know, if you want to use a buzzword, okay, business plan. Yeah, that's what our roadmap is. It is a very well-designed business plan that is customizable to you. So I'm listening to all this information, and I decided to become a member. And what I did over the next 2 years was put into practice all of the information that had been taught to me. Yes, all of the information that had been taught to me. And more importantly, I got to a place in 2019. Now, imagine this. I'm in my office at home going over some spreadsheets, and I'm taking a look at all the returns that we're receiving on the different investments that we've made, both in single family and multifamily residential units. And I said, this can't be right. I mean, I'm looking at the spreadsheet, I'm looking at the bottom there, and I go, this can't be right. And I said, hey, Tina's my wife, by the way. Tina, come in here and take a look at the spreadsheet. Tell me what I've done wrong here. And Tina says, I don't think you've done anything wrong. As a matter of fact, Al, I think you just got us to that place of retirement. Yeah, a place of retirement. It's a wonderful place. It's a place that I thought I was at when I left the military in 2014, only to find out that, yeah, even like I said, I was physically retired, but not financially retired. In 2019, our investments generated enough passive income for my household that I did not need to work anymore. As a matter of fact, the job that I had taken was taking a big toll on me, mentally, emotionally, physically. It was taking a toll on me. And I really thought that I was going to be in cubicle hell till the age of 70. So in 2019, when I had that epiphany that I was retired, wow, holy smokes, retirement in 2 years? So you understand why I'm like second guessing my spreadsheet, right? It's got to be an error in the formula, right? There's no error in the formula. The spreadsheet was correct. The investments were doing what they were intended to do. And we as a household began to start flourishing financially. Now, I will tell you this. Lifestyles Unlimited, we organize our roadmap so that you can get yourself to a point of retirement in 5 years or less. And that's what I was told. They told me, hey, we can get you there in about 5 years. Ironically, I got it done in two. So, let's think about this for a minute. If I could have done that earlier in my life, imagine what the lifestyle would be like right now. Okay, I'm getting way down in the weeds. Here's what we're going to do. When we come back from the break, I'm going to talk about scuba diving. Yeah, seriously, because it's part of my lifestyle. Stick around.
Del Wamsley's Real Estate Investing Worst Case Scenario.
Let's say the Democrats took away all tax deductions away from real estate like Ronald Reagan did in 1986. And in 1986, we had stock market crash, a real estate value crash. The world came to an end for 3 months. Why? Because he took the value away from owning real estate for people who used it as a tax break. People like myself who got started at 87 go, you know, you can really buy this stuff cheap right now. In fact, I can buy it so cheap, I can rent it and make a 20% return. Cap rates were 20%. I buy a building and I made 20% of my money without leverage. If I put leverage on it, I made 30 or 40% return. Ungodly returns. Right now, you can earn less than 1% on a savings account. So do you think I hope that happens again? Yes, I do. In 2008, when the world crashed and cratered, I bought real estate 50 cents on the dollar. I said, well, what happened to the stuff you already owned? I kept it. It stayed full. We rented it. We made money.
Don't let the fear of losing money hold you back from making money. Join us for the next live online free workshop. Register at lifestylesunlimitedworkshop.com.
Welcome back to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Now, let's get back to your map to financial freedom.
Welcome back to the show. Scuba, self-contained underwater breathing apparatus. I think that's what scuba stands for. I'll be honest with you, I don't really care what scuba stands for. I just like to scuba. Here's how this whole vacation shook out. A fellow Lifestyles Unlimited member, Sorrell, yep, he was on the show a couple weeks ago, and I think we were even talking about going scuba diving together. He turned me on to this trip. A friend of his was organizing this trip in Cozumel and made the trip available to him. And Sorrell was like, hey, man, I'm going. And he asked the organizer if he can invite an additional person. And she said, absolutely. So he invited me. And I went with Sorrell down to Cozumel, Mexico, to spend a week just living the lifestyle. Now, the original plan was I was going to take my son with me. But because he's a member of the Texas National Guard, and the entire Texas National Guard has been activated for border security missions, he couldn't go. So I almost pulled out of the trip. And my wife said, you need to go. And I thought to myself, I don't know. If I can't go with John and you know, my wife didn't want to go. Not that she's anti-vacation or anything. To be honest with you, she wasn't feeling very well. And she doesn't scuba dive. So she was concerned that, you know, she would go on vacation with me. I'd be doing all this cool scuba diving stuff. And she'd be like stuck in the hotel room, right? So she decided, you know what? I'm just going to stay home. And I thought, you know, I'm just going to pull out of the trip. And Tina said, no, you're not. You're going to go to Mexico. So I said, okay, I'm not going to disobey my wife, especially when she's telling me to go have fun, right? So I packed up my stuff, got on an airplane, flew to Cozumel, Mexico, and had a whole week of some of the most incredible scuba diving I have ever experienced in my life. Now, here's what else happened down there in Mexico. Sorrell and I were part of this little group of people, and there were about 12 other divers that joined us as part of this group. Now, I will tell you, I'm 57 years of age. I think Sorrell is my age. He might be a year older, year younger. Really doesn't matter. The group of people we were with, everybody in that group, with the exception of two people, were older than we were. Yeah, they were older than we are. As a matter of fact, I would say the bulk of them were in their mid-60s. Some of them were in their 70s. Oh, now get this. One guy, he was 87 years of age. Yeah. So I'm hanging out with these people, and they're all very experienced scuba divers, except for one guy. Yeah, he was kind of a new guy. He was actually younger than me. They're all very experienced scuba divers. They're all in excellent shape. And with the exception of, I think, two people on the trip, everyone was retired. They were living a lifestyle. So we had a great time hanging out on the boat and laughing and joking and diving together and seeing all kinds of beautiful, beautiful underwater scenery. I mean, imagine going to your favorite aquarium and then just spending the whole day underwater. That's kind of what it's like diving in Cozumel. So every night we would get together as a group and we would go out to dinner somewhere. And of course, you know, you get to a point where you can only talk about scuba diving so much, right? I mean, we were down there for, 8 days, 7 days? I don't know, however long we were down there. So at a certain point, the scuba diving conversation, you know, it's we can't just keep talking about scuba diving because, I mean, we're living it, we're doing it, yada, yada, yada. So we start getting into different topics of discussion. So, of course, you know what I wanted to do, right? I wanted to get into everybody's business. Yeah, that's just how I roll. So I was curious, since the majority of us there were retired, I was curious as to what they did to achieve retirement. Now, one person was self-employed. He is an oral surgeon, or I should say he was an oral surgeon. He spent the majority of his working years self-employed in a dental practice. And he had built the business up to a certain point where he had a great staff supporting him so that he didn't have to deal with the business element of the business. He could actually do the dental work because that's what he enjoyed doing. And at a certain point, he got to the age of 62 and he realized that his eyesight was starting to fail a little bit. And his concern was He needed that eyesight to do what he did in dentistry. And he decided he'd go ahead and pull the plug at the age of 62. So he did. Now, 10 years later, when I met him, he's at the age of 72 right now. I'll be honest with you, when I met this guy, I would have thought he was closer to my age. Really, this guy's in good shape. I mean, he's taking care of himself. And when I started talking to him about retirement, he said that, you know, he was doing okay. He had made some investments. He sold his dental practice. And the majority of that money he was putting into the stock market. And on a regular basis, he would sell some of that stock, take the money out, and he was living off of it. And he was very comfortable. I said, how often do you vacation? He says, you know, I probably get out and do something like this twice a month. I'm thinking, okay, this guy's got a pretty good lifestyle. And then I said, are you worried about the money lasting? And he said, well, you know, I've done all the calculations and everything, and everything seems to be going okay. And I said, well, what about your legacy? What are you going to do when you leave? I mean, what's the game plan? And he said, well, here's the thing. I got divorced like 15 years ago. So she's already got her part. So she's out of the way. We never had kids. So at the end of the day, as long as I don't outlive my money. Oh, you heard it, didn't you? You just heard it. He told me, as long as I don't outlive my money, everything will be just fine. And I thought, wow. So here's a guy that has got a big pile of cash, and he's living a pretty aggressive lifestyle. I think it's an aggressive lifestyle. If you can go out, like, you know, if you can go vacation 2 weeks every month, anywhere you want to go, I think you're doing great. I think you're actually living a lifestyle. But he had to endure being a medical professional. I'm not saying that's a bad thing. He loved what he was doing. Nothing wrong with that. Totally nothing wrong with it. But here's the thing. He had to do that up until a point where he figured he had enough money to get to where he was trying to get to. And I think there's a better way. As a matter of fact, I know there's a better way. We come back from the break. I'm going to share with you what a guy with $6 million was doing down there. Interesting stuff. Stick around.
We sold one of my wife's properties and actually did a 1031 exchange, and we bought three brand new builds in Fort Worth. So right now, collectively, we have three of her inherited properties and then three properties in Fort Worth that we've done through Lifestyles.
And you turn one property into three, tripling your cash flow.
Exactly.
Yep.
Well done.
Learn to increase your cash flow. Register for the workshop at lifestylesunlimitedworkshop.com.
Warning, listening to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show will change your life. We will teach you how to create wealth and passive income so you can be financially free. And now, back to your host.
Welcome back to the show. All right, so you're sitting there during the break going, this guy had met somebody that had $6 million? Actually, the guy has more money than that. Yeah. He has a lot more money than that. Let me just kind of give you the framework, okay? So this particular guy, at the age of 52, sold his software company. Yeah. See, what he had done from the time he had left college, he worked for other people and then got to a point where he got tired of working for somebody else and decided to go into business for himself. And he built a software company and was very successful at what he did. And that at a certain point, at the age of 52, there was a much bigger company that came along that liked what his company did. And they kind of needed, I guess, the software. And the only way to get the software from this guy was to buy the company. He wasn't going to give you a lease. He wasn't going to give you whatever they do, you know, rights or however that stuff works. Basically, his attitude was, if you want the software, you can have it, but you got to buy it. Oh, and by the way, it's not just the software. It's the whole enchilada. They bought him out. He retired himself at the age of 52. Now, he has a lot of money sitting in the bank. Now, some of that money is just sitting in the bank. Some of that money he actually has put into the stock market. And we didn't get into the details as to how he has all of that money in there, but he did mention to me that he has about $6 million sitting in something called a margin account. And I said, oh, are you like day trading? What are you doing with a margin account? He says, well, I'm buying real estate with it. And I'm like, interesting. You're buying real estate with a margin account. Okay. This is something I have not really heard of. And it's definitely not something that we discuss in Lifestyles Unlimited, because if it was effective, I would have already known about it. I'm just being real clear with you. So I started talking to him. I said, so what are you doing with this real estate? Because first I had to understand the bigger picture on what are you doing with real estate? So he had a friend who was an architect that said, look, in this particular part of the country, Maryland, okay, where he's from, he and this architect decided they would go and find properties that were being gentrified. Now, if you don't know what gentrification is, gentrification is just a process where you have physical real estate in a particular area. Over time, the area maybe become economically distressed or whatever. Okay, so at the end of the day, that area is not considered a highly desirable area of the municipality that it's in. Gentrification occurs when people go in, buy those distressed properties, and then breathe new life back into those properties, thereby creating something of demand. Most cities go through some type of gentrification process. Now, gentrification is one of those terms that, depending on what side of the fence, you think it's good or it's bad. Okay? There are people out there that think gentrification is a very bad and evil thing. Personally, I don't think so. I really don't think so. That's just Al's opinion. So I said, okay, so you're buying these properties. What are you doing with them? So he says, okay, so they would find a property, and basically where they're at, they have some kind of, I don't know, there's some kind of building code in existence. Okay, I don't know the actual city. I'm not trying to tell you to go do this stuff there. I'm just trying to explain to you what he's doing. So they would find a property that was in a gentrifying area. They would look at the property and they would demolish the property, except for one wall. You see, there's a caveat in this particular area that if you demolish an entire property and build a new property in its place, that is considered a new build. And therefore there's a whole permitting process that goes with it. There's a whole stream of checks and balances that goes with it. Okay, it's a more complex process is what I'm trying to tell you. But if you leave one wall, one primary wall in place, you do not demolish that wall, that municipality considers that a remodel. Yeah, a remodel. I know, it's kind of weird, huh? If, I mean, we consider the fact that 99.77% of that property is going to be brand new, because it's got one wall that was pre-existing, they catch you some slack. You don't have to go through that much more complex process. So they decided they were going to go ahead and do these things. And because the guy's an architect, I mean, that's what the guy does. He designs beautiful places. So they wound up buying 7 different places. The $6 million factors in this way. He was taking money out of this margin account. I guess I think he said he was paying 0.75%. Now, he didn't tell me if that was a monthly rate or if that was an annual rate. Okay, none of my business, to be honest with you. But he said he took that money out and he's bought seven properties. And with those seven properties, he not only bought the property, but he paid for all of the costs associated with improving those properties. So now he has seven properties that are essentially brand new builds. But here's the problem. He lives in one of them. His mom lives in another one. His brother lives in another one. Yeah. You see what's going on here, right? Okay, so they're basically building these houses for a place to live. And they have zero debt on these properties. They're all owned free and clear. Now, he, I guess, borrowed from this margin account, so he pays some kind of money every month or however, whatever his arrangement is. But when I said, okay, so why don't you just put conventional financing on it? His response was, it's actually cheaper to do it the way he's doing it. I thought, oh, okay. Well, what are you doing with the other four properties? Well, those are basically being sold. And I said, okay, well, from the time you acquired the property to the time you actually sell the property, what's your hold time? And he said, oh, I always wait a year. Oh, does it take you a year to build the property out? He said, no, the property's usually done in about 4, maybe 5 months. Okay, why don't you sell it then? Well, because then I would be subject to short-term capital gains taxes. So what he was communicating to me was that at least he understood that by holding real estate for a full year, the tax structure is completely different. See, the IRS says if you hold real estate for a year and a day and you dispose of that property, you're only subject to capital gains taxes, period. But if you sell it in a year or less, now your taxes are different. You are actually taxed at an ordinary tax rate based on whatever your actual tax rate is. And the IRS says you're a dealer. Not like a drug dealer or anything like that. No, you're kind of like a car dealer. Yeah. In other words, they're saying you're self-employed and therefore you get to pay 15.3%. So he figured, since he didn't want to pay the taxes, and I don't blame him there. He just let those properties sit there for 6 months, literally, until he sold them so that he would get a better tax rate. And I thought to myself, you know, that's interesting. Why don't you just put a resident in there? Oh, well, then it would be rental property. Nobody wants to buy rental property. I'm like, oh, okay. So then I said, have you really sat down to look at where all your equities are? And he said, what do you mean? I've got $6 million in equity. I said, no. You've got $6 million worth of debt. That's a little bit different. We come back from the break. I'm going to pick up this conversation. You're going to be amazed at where this conversation went. Stick around.
Look at the effects of what happened in 2008 and you compare it to what we are hopefully coming out of right now. Real estate has definitely shown its resiliency. It has provided for people not only a place to live, but a place to work, a place to raise their children, a place to teach their children, a place to prepare all of their meals.
And that's really where the rubber meets the road, is that there are two things that people have to have, and they strive very hard to have them, and that's a roof over their head and food on the table. And if you are investing in something related to either of those two things, you are going to have a winning strategy. And in addition to that, you're providing something of value to the people around you. And creating a win-win situation while creating wealth and passive income for yourself is the best life you can get.
Real estate is resilient. You should have real estate in your portfolio. Join us for the next live online free workshop. Register at lifestylesunlimitedworkshop.com.
Welcome back to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. It's time to turn up the volume and fine-tune your passive income plan so you can create the lifestyle you've always wanted.
Welcome back to the show. All right. $6 million. Yeah, he's got $6 million. So the way he's organized this investment that he's doing, he's got $6 million that he's taken out of some kind of margin account he has. Now, he probably has more money in there. I feel very confident that he's fairly wealthy based on the fact that he sold a software company 10 years ago. And he's doing just fine with it. But he's kind of an amateur when it comes to investing, because he's spending $45,000 a year in interest costs to hold seven properties that he eventually will sell. Well, he'll sell four of them. He's living in three of them. Well, he's not living in three of them, but he and his family are. So he's paying for members of his family to live somewhere. Now, the rest of the money, probably about $30,000. Maybe it's a little bit more. I don't know. It doesn't matter. It's basically being paid to hold these properties until he can sell them. And I said, okay, so what are your returns on investment? What are you making on these properties when you dispose of them? And he said, well, you know, based on where they're at, based on what the appreciation is doing, trust me, he loved the fact that inflation is kicking it up a notch, because everything is going up in price. And as a result of that, he's getting outstanding natural appreciation on these properties. But he's going to sell these properties. And then what's he going to do with the money? He's thinking about maybe buying another property and doing it this way, except he's got one major problem. Last year, his business partner, the architect that I told you about, he unexpectedly passed away. Yeah. So the guy that had all the business mechanics going on is completely out of the picture. And there's nobody in existence to replace him. So now the gentleman I'm talking with, he's all of a sudden in the construction business. He has no expertise. And he's all of a sudden in the real estate sales business, which he technically doesn't have any expertise. So I said, you know, I think there's a better way. And he says, what do you mean? And I said, now here's the thing that is going to blow your mind. So I haven't told you about all the people that were there yet. I mean, there's not enough time in the show to do that. I'm just talking about two people that I think could, quite frankly, benefit from becoming members of Lifestyles Unlimited. And I actually told him, you need to look into this. But in the case of this one gentleman here, I said, look, let me plant a seed for you. He says, what's that? I said, factor an 8% return on $6 million. He says, what? What do you mean factor a 8% return on $6 million? What are you talking about? I said, well, if you got rid of all these houses and dealt with the taxes and you had your $6 million back in your hand, what would you do with it? He said, well, I actually have to kind of put it back in my margin account. And I said, do you? Do you really? What if you'd lost your shirt on these real estate investments? What if there was no money to put back in that margin account? What then? And he thought for a minute and he said, well, you know what? I'm really not sure. So here's the other thing. That $6 million is his money. But his margin account is loaning it to him at a cost of $45,000 per year. Do you see something a little bit fishy here, a little bit goofy here? You're being charged interest to use your own money? Really? I think that is just dumb. So I told him, I said, look, humor me. Factor 8% of $6 million. So he broke out his calculator and he goes, okay, that's $480,000. And I said, can you live on $480,000? He said, what? What are you talking about? I said, can you live on $480,000? He goes, what, is this a trick question or something? I said, no, I'm absolutely 100% dead serious. Can you live on $480,000? And he said, well, heck yeah, I can live on $480,000. I said, well, now check this out. What if you got a K-1 at the end of the year and that K-1 provided you enough depreciation off the assets that you're investing in that you actually had an effective tax rate on that $480,000 of, say, 0%? He said, that's illegal. I said, that's not illegal. He said, that's illegal, man. That's how the mob got in trouble in Chicago. I said, it's not how the mob got in trouble in Chicago. They lied on their taxes. What I'm talking about is something that is a part of the United States tax code. It's the fact that you get to use depreciation off of assets to offset the cash flows of property. He sat back in his chair and he's like, are you serious? Now, remember, I went on this trip with Sorrell. Now, this whole time, Sorrell is just sitting right next to me, just being quiet because he knows what I'm doing. He knows I'm educating this guy. I'm educating this guy on a completely better way to do real estate. Oh, by the way, the way I'm recommending to him, he doesn't really have to do anything. See, I'm talking to him about becoming a passive investor in real estate. I'm talking about him finding outstanding real estate deals that he can invest in. And he can continue to keep living wherever he wants. Yeah. And he's like, we can do this? I said, dude, I know people that are doing it. I know people in Lifestyles Unlimited that have way more money than $6 million invested in real estate. Way more money than $6 million. He's like, well, does it cost like a fortune to get in? I'm like, no, it doesn't cost a fortune to get into Lifestyles Unlimited. But you definitely need to come check it out. You absolutely need to come take a look to see if it makes sense to you. And then I hit him with the hammer. And you're thinking, why'd you hit this guy with a hammer? No. I said, okay, you can live on $480,000 a year. He's like, oh yeah, I can live on who couldn't live on $480,000 a year? I said, okay, what if we could double that $6 million in 3 to 5 years? Would you be interested? He's like, oh, so how's that work? Do I have to give up the cash flow to double my money? And I'm like, no, you get both. He's like, you're talking about a Ponzi scheme. This has got to be some kind of Ponzi scheme. This has got to be multi-level marketing. This has got to be something completely illegal at this point. And I said, no, there's nothing illegal about what we do. And I turned to Sorrell and I said, am I blowing sunshine up his chimney? And Sorrell said, nope, you're telling him exactly what he needs to hear. See, we can get caught up in these mindsets where we think we're doing everything right. And maybe we have a certain level of expertise in a particular area, and that expertise allows us to make a lot of money. But once we get out of that line of work, we're no different than anybody else who's technically retired, right? Because when you're technically retired, you're living off of some kind of money. It's either money that replenishes or it's money that doesn't replenish. See, Sorrell and I, we live off of money that replenishes. I get cash flow every month. I get cash flow every quarter. That money comes in just like it's supposed to. I'm not living off of my savings account. I'm not drawing down a balance off of a sale I made on a dental practice 10 years ago. I'm also not sitting with a big bag of money in a margin account, borrowing against it so I can buy real estate that's not paying me five different ways. At that moment, this gentleman had an epiphany. And what he started to realize was that Sorrell and I, we're doing something a little bit different than he's doing. But this guy is smart. This guy is a very intelligent man. And once he realized that everything that I told him was not a scam, it was not a ripoff, it was not abusing other people, it was merely an effective way of investing money, he wanted more information. He wanted more information. So We're almost to the end of the show. I actually got one little extra piece I want to tell you about this this guy. And he's a great guy. There's nothing wrong with this guy. I'm not picking on this guy. No. But somebody came to him and made an offer to him to act as a lender so that they could flip property. Somebody that he knew. And I said, oh, okay. So what are they offering you? And he said, well, they're offering me like 9% interest. And I said, well, what about the points? He said, points? I said, oh, dude, we got a lot to talk about. So at the end of the day, I got him hooked up with a free workshop for Lifestyles Unlimited. I want him to make up his mind for himself, just like I want you to do it. Go to lifestylesunlimitedworkshop.com, get signed up, and let's get you going.
Thank you for listening to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Ready for more of the map? Visit lifestylesunlimited.com. Explore our videos and articles. Click on the radio tab to access past show podcasts. View the radio show schedule and listen to our best of radio shows. Want to continue the conversation? Follow Lifestyles Unlimited on Facebook today. Join us next time. And until then, remember, it's not the money, it's the lifestyle.
The information and opinions you hear on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show are those of the hosts, guests, and callers and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of this station, its affiliates, its management, or advertisers. The Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show is for entertainment purposes only. Please consult a professional regarding your personal investment needs. Nothing presented on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show constitutes an endorsement, recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or security.